A former foreign minister of Australia is warning the AUKUS deal puts his country's sovereignty at risk. One arm of the defence partnership between Australia, the United Kingdom and the United States will provide Australia with nuclear-powered submarines from next decade. New Zealand's government is exploring the possibility of signing up to the second pillar, focused on cutting-edge defence technology, covering areas from artificial intelligence to hypersonic missiles and cyber warfare. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says no decisions have been made yet.
In opposition, I tried to be as bipartisan as I could with the previous government, and we've maintained the same position, which is that we're open to exploring options within Pillar 2 under AUKUS. We've got a long way to go. There is no time frame around that. Our officials will start to engage in the coming months and over the course of the year, but we've got a long way to go.
We're joined now by Bob Carr, who was Australia's foreign minister between 2012 and 2013. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. Pleasure to be with you.
How is it that Australia's sovereignty would be affected by building and operating these nuclear submarines?
Because there's a high probability that we're not going to get American subs, that in the 2030s we'll be retiring our own rather old Collins-class fleet, and that the promise of three Virginia-class subs from American shipyards won't be delivered, because America in the 2030s is going to be so anxious, so paranoid about not being able to overtake China in submarine numbers. So there's real awareness of this in the Congress, and we're talking about the attitude of the American administration after 2029. And there's mounting evidence that America will be most reluctant to peel off subs from its own order of battle to give them to an ally.
Okay. Do you, in terms of the idea that Australia take a more proactive stance, even potentially aggressive stance, in protecting the Pacific and its sphere of influence, do you agree with that in principle?
No one's spoken about these subs as being at work for us in the Pacific. We're thinking of the South Pacific here. No one's spoken about these subs as playing a role in any war between the US and China. One senior naval figure said to me that any Australian sub sent up into a conflict zone in the Taiwan Strait would last about 3 minutes, and we'd better make sure all our submariners had filled out their wills before they were sent into such a combat zone. We would be stronger, infinitely stronger, in defending the Australian continent if we'd persisted with former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's deal with the French, that would have given us for a fraction of the price being paid for so-called nuclear subs that may never arrive, the AUKUS-class subs, would have given us a dozen or more conventional subs that would have made Australia and its waters impregnable.
Do you not agree with Penny Wong then when she says Australia will play our part in collective deterrence of aggression? That signals to me that this is more than just protecting Australia. This is, as you say, potentially being involved in disputes in the South China Sea or elsewhere. It feels like it's a difference.
No, there's no problem with deterrence. And the rise of China has got to be met by other countries exploring ways of maintaining a strategic balance. I disagree with China's so-called nine dotted lines. So does everyone else. I'm not sure the Chinese take that seriously. When it comes to China's assertive behaviour up against the Philippines, I, like Penny Wong, like all Australian governments, Coalition and Labor, asserting strongly the applicability of the international the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea and other relevant international laws.
If that's so, this is not about this. Sorry to interrupt because we're a little short of time, but if that is so, that you agree that there is a need for some position by Australia in terms of deterrence, why wouldn't New Zealand then look to be a part of AUKUS Pillar 2 at least, to play its part as well?
Because there's nothing in Pillar 2. I said that very strongly yesterday at Parliament House in Wellington. Pillar 2 has been concocted to make it look like there's more to AUKUS than submarines. And the truth is, there isn't. One, you've got defence agreements with Australia, with the US, commitments to share technology already. Two, Australia and New Zealand are not going to be supplying artificial intelligence or hypersonic missile technology. We're going to be takers, buyers of such technology. And AUKUS Pillar 2 restricts us from buying from anyone other than the United States. It's a setup to favour the US exporters to prevent us from making deals, for example, with the French or with the Germans. And three, the advantages that would flow to Australia or New Zealand from being part of so-called Pillar 2 are impossible to find in any of the documentation. This is being done, it's been concocted desperately to make AUKUS look more than a submarine deal. It's nothing more than a submarine deal. And the submarines are unlikely to be delivered to Australia. A Republican research paper distributed in the US Congress makes it very clear that in the end, Australia is going to be hosting American subs. We will lose our own sovereign submarine capacity as those Collins-class subs are retired and no Virginia-class subs
Minister,
are delivered to us.
One of your ministers, Pat Conroy, I think it is, he says he respects your work to work or contribution to public life, but says on this matter you are wrong. Goes on to, this is in an interview yesterday, goes on to say that New Zealand and Canada and the likes could collaborate on individual projects rather than join the AUKUS collaboration per se. I mean, is there not advantages to New Zealand in terms of the technology, say space technology or AI or other things? And is there not a disadvantage if New Zealand doesn't participate that we simply fall behind?
Well, hang on. Not even the UK has made a decision about joining AUKUS Pillar 2. It's very likely that the UK will say they won't because they don't want to be restricted to getting American technology when they might be able to pull off mutually advantageous deals with other Western allies. Pat Conroy's comments confirm precisely what I'm saying. There are existing deals, agreements, involving countries he just mentioned, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, the UK, and the US. You do not need this confection called AUKUS Pillar 2, because we've already got such understandings, and AUKUS Pillar 2 would restrict New Zealand to getting such technology only from the US. It's better to keep your options open.
Thank you very much for joining us. That is Bob Carr, former Australian Foreign Minister.